You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into Satter Star, an emo radio show. We'll be live in studio for the next hour today, and I have a pretty fun episode lined up today, full of some deeper cuts, some newer finds for me, a couple of new releases, and also we're going to start out with a trifecta of 90s emo 7-inches from bands across California, which I was just in last week, which is why I missed last week's episode. So starting out, I'm going to play a recent find. I'm going to play Kid Dynamo, who were from Santa Rosa off of their split 7-inch with Trackstar. I found this last week in San Diego, and yeah, just want to play it. This track you're about to hear is called Six Speed. This was released in 1996. I found out that the singer of this band was also in Edeline, who is a fave of the show, and they died about 10 years ago. His name is Matt Carrillo, so RIP to him. Yeah, but we're going to start out with Kid Dynamo, Six Speed. You're listening to Satter Star on X-Ray FM. Tune in.
Oh, symphony ensemble delicately under the tree of make-believe. A little girl slips by the river bank, and a butterfly flutters by. Discontent. She will always be. Thank you.
X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's historic Mission Theater in downtown Portland, hosting Alan Johannes, the founding member of the iconic 90s SoCal band 11, backed up by a full band on Thursday, July 24th. Doors at 7 p.m., show at 8. Tickets and more information available at missiontheaterpdx.com.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satter Star, an emo radio show here on X-Ray FM. And you just heard a lot of music. Starting at the top of the hour, you heard Kid Dynamo with the track Six Speed, then Vagrants, who were pre-Pop Valiant. They have all the same members, so basically the exact same band, off of their self-titled, their Gone 7-inch, released in 1990, so very early emo. That track is called Alone. They're from the East Bay, and then after that was Shroom Union, who are a longtime favorite of mine. They were from outside of LA. And that track that you heard is called Dragon Shine, released on their self-titled 7-inch, and they were just picked up, I guess, today by Numero Group. That was the single that Numero chose, but I chose to play the 7-inch version since I own it. And it's a great song. Just was reminded of that song's greatness, I guess, earlier this morning. Shout out Mark Rogers, who is an emo legend and was in Shroom Union, as well as a lot of other really, really great bands who I frequently play on Satter Star. And he also died about 10 years ago this year. After that, moved on from some 7-inches, you heard a demo track by Rainer Maria called Battery Pack, off of their very excellent 1995 demo. Then you heard a band that is new to me, just discovered them a few days ago, called Sometimes Walking, Sometimes Running. That track is called Baroque, off of their untitled CD, EP. I randomly found that band from, I don't know, it's a boring story, I guess, looking up a band that I played on my college radio show that I found notes about and I didn't remember them at all. Then looking on Discogs, I found this band with a very emo name. Listen to it. It's actually very good. I don't know. Very surprising. They're from Long Island, New York in the early 2000s. After that, you heard Gregor with their track All About, which was previously unreleased. They had only one 7-inch, and all of their members were also in Current, definitely a more well-known emo band, I guess. But Gregor has a similar sound to Calm, which I really like. And then you heard Cyan, who are a German emo band. That track is called Shooting Stars, off of an all-German emo compilation called The Cowboys Playing Game, with some other really great stuff. Cool. Coming up next, I'm going to play two new releases. First up is a band called Body Shirt, who are an active Australian emo band. They just released an EP last month with all of their material. I don't know. Brand new band. This track you're about to hear is called Double Bridge Gap. After that, I'm going to play a track by the new release by February. So stay tuned, and thanks again for tuning in to Satter Star and X-Ray.
Hey!
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray, and we're just about to finish up this week's episode. You just heard a track by Flashbulb Memory called Live Like This, which was released on their split with Joshua Fit for Battle. I feel like that side of the split is way more well known, but I re-listened to Flashbulb Memory past few days, and pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. That was released in 2000, and that track, Live Like This, they were from Richmond, Virginia. Before that was Malaysian screamo band Josephine off of their demo release in 2007. And then before that was a band that I kind of randomly found a few weeks ago called Lynchpin. And they were from Rhode Island. Some of their music is more like, metallic sounding, but I liked that song, pretty emo. There's a really dorky story of how I found that band that I'm not going to say right now. That track is called Regrets and Apologies. And then before that was a band called Needletail with their track Made of Poison off of their split with Eucalypt. Those were two Australian emo bands. I feel like Eucalypt is slightly a little tiny bit more well known. But yeah, Needletail is pretty cool as well. And that was released also, I think, in 2007. Before that was a band called Baby I'm a Star off of their split 7-inch with Paris, Texas. That track is called Operation Dumbo Drop. And that band, it's pretty sassy, has members of Soiled Doves, which has members of the Blood Brothers, so there's a connection there, and also members of Chromatics. And yeah, only had a split and a demo, I believe, very few songs they released. Before that was The Murder of Rosa Luxemburg with their track Infernal Music off of their album Everyone's in Love and Flowers Pick Themselves. Very fun stuff, some weird British sasscore, I guess. Kind of hard to like pinpoint them, but I'd say they're pretty sassy. And that was released in 2003. And then before that, you heard two new releases, as I said earlier, February with their track I Hope Everyone Remembers What You Were off of their brand new EP released about a week ago called Run Like a Girl, which is a follow-up to last year's. I would say it's a smash hit release, what they released last year. They're like one of the biggest names in the emo biz right now. Just silly. But I don't know. I like that song. Before that was Body Shirt, again, another Australian emo band. That EP was released last month and pretty cool. Coming up next, we're gonna close out with a classic, Christy Front Drive. This track is called Dirt, released on their very first LP from 1994. This is the last track on that LP, so it'll be the last track on tonight's Satterstar. So thanks so much for tuning in again, and take care. This is Christy Front Drive.